You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey.
The ability to delay gratification is thought to have a large impact on an individual's life, including psychological health and economic success. Daniel Kruger, research scientist at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and his colleagues show that urban middle school students who felt safe in their neighborhoods were better able to resist instant gratification. In turn, they engaged in fewer violent and other risky behaviors. Dr. Kruger, can you talk about what it is about feeling safe that makes kids delay gratification and behave less dangerously?
A lot of Americans would identify with a strong work ethic. You work hard because hard work pays off. But if you see danger all around you, you may think that your things could get stolen or destroyed, or you may not live long enough to make the effort worth it. So you might as well live for the moment if you think that that's all you'll have. Only when people have an adequate feeling of security will you plan to act to get rewards and benefits that may come well into the future. For example, if you're seeing people getting hurt or shot out in the street, you might think that that could happen to you someday, so you might not expect to live very long.
What does this research tell us in terms of shaping social and neighborhood programs and policies?
It encourages efforts to increase the perception and the reality of safety control of one's environment. It's good to make people feel secure in their environment and realize that what they will do will make a lasting contribution to make things better. Having defensible space, increasing the level of trust among neighbors, and building a sense of ownership would be helpful.
So what is the next step in this research?
Right now we're conducting an intervention program where youth design their own community improvement activities. These include beautification activities like painting murals, neighborhood cleanups of vacant lots, and planting community gardens. We think that youth will see the good that they can do and how efforts pay off in time, for example, when they harvest their vegetables.
Kruger's applied research focuses on community-based prevention for underserved populations and basic research studies related to risk-taking and mortality. This project attempts to combine the two areas. A better understanding of the risk-taking would make interventions more successful.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.